Mushishito Rukarara Hydro Power Plant in Rwanda has been officially opened in Rwanda this past weekend. Present at the ceremony were the Prime Ministers of Rwanda and Mauritius. The project was developed by Omnicon Limited, a Mauritian company. Ahead of the opening ceremony, I spoke to Jacques Dunville, the Chief Executive Officer of Omnicon Limited, to find out how the project will impact the environment. Mr. Dunneville, thank you for joining us in this edition of Gateway to Africa, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm very honored to be on the show today.
Firstly, let's talk about Omnicon Limited, which is a major shareholder in Omni Hydro Limited with 98.1 shares. Give us a brief background.
Okay, so Omnicon is a Mauritian company. We started off as a sugar company, incorporated in 1926 in Mauritius. We were one of the first companies to be listed on the stock exchange. We do produce refined sugar, mainly for exports, about 230,000 tons per year. We are also the main private energy supplier to the grid in Mauritius. We do supply about 26% of the island's electricity requirements. We are also producers of ethanol and alcohol. So basically, yeah, we employ 1,600 persons, and we have activities. Our main activities are in Mauritius, but now we are into Rwanda. We also have a partnership in Kenya and a partnership in the UK in a company there.
The fact that the prime ministers of Rwanda and Mauritius are attending the official inauguration can only mean Mushishito Rukarara Hydro Power Plant is important for both nations. Can you elaborate?
Yes, well, it's first of all, yes, it's an important project that has come to realization. It's now fully into operation. So it's an investment of $32 million that has been made by a Mauritian company and a Mauritian bank in Rwanda. It's obviously to produce electricity, clean, reliable, relatively cheap electricity for the grid. And this just shows the collaboration between the two states. The theme of the program now made a lot of emphasis on sustainable development and trade between the Commonwealth nations. And I think this is a vivid example of what can be done between two countries of the Commonwealth and part of Africa, the SADC. That's it.
When did construction of Mushishito Rukarara Hydropower Plant start? And what were the challenges experienced in the process?
Yeah, well, it started quite a while ago. We started in 2015, but then we had lots of challenges because there were some landslides on the way. So we had to adapt the design, change quite a lot of things. And then there was the COVID pandemic, so which came with major challenges in terms of logistics and for our suppliers as well. Lots of them had factories closed during COVID. So this was quite a challenge. But eventually everything was, we managed to go through it. And we're very happy that now everything is in place and that the plant is up and running and performing as expected, even a bit better, I would say.
The British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, mentioned that there was an investment to the tune of £160 million in the project, presumably by the British government. What was the cost of the whole project and who else came on board?
Well, I think the British Prime Minister announced £160 million for the development of hydroelectric power in Africa. Mm-hmm. So I mean, our project was not concerned by that, but it just shows that it is a priority area, and we're very proud that we've been able to achieve and realize a project that is already on the grid with an important investment of $32 million so far. So I hope that there are plenty other projects like that that will be able to be realized soon, because energy is a big challenge nowadays, and these types of mini hydros are very good projects because, first of all, it is clean renewable energy. It can be used as base load, so it is, I would say, a good quality energy as well.
Mr. Jacques Dunveer, let me remind our listener that you are the CEO of Omnicon Limited. Now, how many people were employed during construction?
So during construction, we had about 600 people working on the project. And now we would be, the plant is running, and there's about 30 people involved in permanent employment in the project, yes.
The plant has had a positive impact on the livelihood of the local community. How so?
Yeah, I think the first benefit is that it will provide reliable electricity in the area. So this plant will produce electricity, and according to the average consumption of households in Rwanda, it should serve about 165,000 households. So definitely that would bring a lot of betterment for the livelihoods of the people around. And then obviously the fact that there is a company that's implemented in Nyamagabe with direct employment of about 30 persons. But we know that these type of activities generate also lots of indirect benefits, so lots of maintenance and people working around which are not directly employed by the company will benefit from this project.
Perhaps lastly, what impact will the project have on the environment?
I'd say the impact is minimal. It is a run-of-the-river hydro project, so it means that we are taking water upstream the river and then reinstating it back downstream. So the project itself doesn't use any water. It just uses the energy out of the water to be transformed in electricity. And then it is restituted back in the river. So the impact, I would say, is minimal. One good thing, though, is that for the electricity grid of Rwanda, it means about 16,000 tons of CO2 that are not going to be emitted in the atmosphere due to the fact that this is clean energy. It means that it is being now used as a substitute to fossil fuels that used to emit CO2 in the atmosphere. So this is a very positive impact.
Are you saying there'll be no contamination of the river in any way?
No, of course there's no contamination. No, the water comes out and goes away clean, without obviously no contamination at all.
Mr. Jacques Dunveer, thank you for joining us to talk about the Mushishito Rukarara hydropower plant in Rwanda. And I want to thank you for making time to talk to us.
Thank you very much. It was an honor for me. So we hope that this is going to be a very successful project in the future. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
That was Jacques Dunveer, the CEO of Omnicon Limited, a Mauritian company that developed Mushishito Rukarara hydropower plant in Rwanda.